G0 SCS testing access. G0 XM0 SCS.
G0 SCS, G0 CDX for you.
Hi there, Paul, M0 SCS. I did call you about 5 minutes ago. Anyway, I trust you well.
Yeah, Roger, mate. He called me, but I was having half a gear around a sausage sandwich. Yeah, well, thanks. How are you?
Been very scammed this morning. I'll tell you about that in a minute, due to a parking infringement that I incurred. Anyway, I guess today is the day, is it, where you're going to get your antenna hooked up, Paul, over?
I'm hook it up today and see what it's like. I was looking at VNOs, VNAs yesterday, nano VNAs last night. I made an offer on one on eBay. He declined the offer. Crafty, really. He made a canner offer at the same price that it's up for sale. So why put best offer when you're not going to budge from the buy it now price? Happened with the parking ticket. Was it one of those what they call parking eye or something? They're pretty odd with parking tickets. I'm actually going out shortly with the wife for breakfast, so can't hang around too long. Not for breakfast, for coffee. Can't hang around too long, Simon, but as I say, urge you call and wanting to respond to your call to me there, mate. That's you, G0CDX.
Yeah, I can't stick around long. I've got to pick up some click and collect shopping at 10 o'clock, so I'll be gone out of here. So I went to Greenwich. I parked my car in a small car park, paid for it online, and then about, I don't know, 4 weeks later, I get a notice saying, you owe us money. What I'd done is, stupidly, I've got two vehicle registration numbers on the app that I paid, and I selected the wrong one. So I appealed and said to them, look, my mistake, I did put it to you, so you're not out of pocket, but I selected the wrong vehicle. And they said, oh, you'll hear back with us within 28 days, and the original £60 charge would be held. Anyway, heard nothing. Well, then on Saturday, get a letter through saying, you know, I owe us 100 quid. So I tried to ring them this morning. Absolutely you go around in a loop. The only possible option you've got is to pay the fine. So I paid it, and now I've sent them a stinking email saying you're a bunch of scammers. So that's about it in a nutshell, Paul, over.
Yeah, okay. Well, there is some organisation, that's the Parking Ombudsman, that you can make a complaint and explain what happened. There is actually a adjudication that you can go to, which is a separate adjudication, which is, you know, when you make an appeal to the company, they always turn it down. But there is, I can't remember what it's called, but if you do a bit of Google researching on it, there is a separate place you can appeal to, and their decision is final. They know that these parking companies are... you know, they won't give you your money back, you know, unless you go through this process. I can't remember what it's called, but it's something to do with parking regulations board or something. Just do a bit of Google search on how to appeal a parking fine once you've been through the parking company's process there, Simon. I wouldn't leave it where it is, and it's also... do a review online, I can't remember the name of the company now, but I'll do a review as well on them, but I feel for you, mate, I've been there. Back to you, G0 CDX.
well, it's, there is an appeals process, naively thinking I would get a response, but I've got an acknowledgement of my appeal, so I've got the evidence that I made an appeal. So that isn't the issue, but yeah, I'm just too much aggro, really. I don't want it going any further. So I've now forked up £101.50, which would have cost me £60 a month ago. But yeah, I found POPLA looks like a good place to start. They do parking charges adjudication. So yeah, I will fire off a complaint to them and see what happens. But yeah, I won't let it drop. I mean, the very least they can do is pay me back the extra £40 that I had to pay because they haven't responded to my appeal, Paul. Anyway, with that, I think you want to go and I want to go. I've got to go out to Sainsbury's this morning. M0SCS.
Okay, so, Keith, don't let them have your trousers down for £100. I'll definitely pursue that right until you can't pursue it anymore. But the adjudicators, the separate company, they're much better than and they might say to you, well, you'd have to pay something like £20 for their administration fees, the company that have given you the ticket. But anyone can make that mistake what you made. It's not like they didn't get their money for your curl. But yeah, I get what you're saying, mate. All right, good to hear you. I'll let you know once I've finished the AE meter antenna. It's all up. I just got to connect a patch link from there to the radio, from the 49-1 to the radio, and fire it up and see what the SWR is like, and then start running up and down the stairs, my shacked upstairs. So that's the reason why I was looking at V&A's. All right, mate, I'll speak to you soon. Have a good day. And nice to hear you. Thanks for the shout. M0SESG0CDX.
M0SESG, I'll be menu later. Once I've unwound myself. And you don't need a VNA. You can do it perfectly well with your SWR meter. It's just a nice thing to have, really. So, yeah, we rush to try and get one. But anyway, have fun with that, and I'll wait to hear the results from you. Cheers for now. M0SCS clear.
Hey, Roger, I know an SWR meter, which I will do if I don't get one in the next few days. But, you know what, I'm eager to test out whether the antenna works or not. Because it was a 20-metre length, and I've extended it to 40 metres. So I'm hoping that'll be fine. 7 Freesman outside, and catch you soon, G0CDX.
M0SCS. I'll be surprised if it's much out. It might be a little long, but... anyway, yeah, I'll talk to you later. Cheers, M0SCS clear.